Watch out for stink bugs in almond orchards. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. David Haviland is a UCANR farm advisor in Kern County, specializing in entomology.
I just want to say, watch out for them. What's happening within the almond industry is, you know, the dormant sprays are going away. The pyrethroids are getting, there's less of those. The organophosphates are pretty much gone. Stink bugs used to be controlled by those.
But stink bugs are starting to come back into the orchard.
So they're hard to find. They're often in the tops of trees. Sometimes they'll migrate in the middle of season. You'll get pest control advisors that are looking diligently for leaf-footed bugs in April, May, and maybe the beginning of June, and kind of stop looking for bugs as leaf-footed bug season's over. And then maybe you have, you know, silage cornfield that gets harvested next to you, or a tomato field or something, and these stink bugs come in. They can cause damage into June with relatively hardened off shells. It causes a black spot on the nut that's rejected harvest. That gamosis they cause, very evident early in the season, but when the stings occur in June and later, there's very little gamosis and you just don't see it very easily. But if you suspect stink bug damage, please work with your huller. Hopefully your huller is separating worm damage from black spot or bug damage for you. That's very important. If you're just getting one inedibles number, ask them for more details, because nobody wants to get 5% damage and think it's all navel orange worm, but find out 4% of that is with stink bugs. So please watch out for that. Talk to your PCA about that. If you've had black stains on your fruit in the past, be more diligent, take care of it.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.